today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever made a decision to say or do something that was not favorable but was right? Have you ever had to take a position on something at work that went against the status quo and you were afraid how that would affect your role in the company? Each day, we have to make the decisions that will put us and our confession to the test. Each day, we have to take the right road that's less traveled. Each day, we have to put our trust in the Lord in the face of feeling trapped. When you make these type of decisions, fear will introduce itself to you. It would show up at the worst time and tap you on the shoulder asking you, "Are you sure you want to make that decision?" Today, you will have to make a decision to stand for Christ. It may be at work. It may be in your home. It may be in your community. Wherever it is, do not be afraid. Remember the words of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear of challenging what the world wants you to do will cause you to question the direction God provides. In Exodus chapter 14, the children of Israel had left Egypt and had to change direction. Pharaoh, assuming they were lost and in unfamiliar territory, trapped, closed in by the desert, the sea, and the marsh, he pursued them. When the enemy you will face today feels you are trapped and in unfamiliar territory, he will pursue you, thinking you are afraid to make the right decision. God knew Pharaoh stayed abreast of the progress Israel was making after leaving Egypt. God knew Pharaoh would pursue the children of Israel and that the sight of the Egyptians would bring fear. So he had Moses to share these words with them. And Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you. You shall hold your peace." No matter what you are confronted with today, don't be afraid. Stand still. The Lord will fight your battle while you hold your peace. Today, turn your attention to the Lord and away from what you are confronted with. God has your back, your side, and your front. He's got you covered by His blood. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.